All right. We will bring this Budget and Finance Committee meeting to order. We have a quorum. Barely, but we're here. Let's see here. I talked to Mr. Sanson. He wasn't able to make it tonight, but I think someone from his office will be delivering the financial report in full court, I believe. Let's see. Do we have a motion on proposed ordinance 25-22?
I'll make a motion to put proposed ordinance 25-22 on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right. We've got a motion and a second. Let's see. The first thing I'm just going to, I think I might, is Ms. Darter from the county clerk's office has section 2 in here. If you could explain that appropriation request.
So I'm asking for 18.5 to refurbish or preserve five of my marriage books that are falling apart. These are back in the late 1800s, early 1900s. The binders are all, the binding is all come apart. The pages are coming out. And Co-File is having a special where we get almost half off of being able to do it. If we do five books, we can get it for this 18.5. Also, Randy is looking into a grant, so there's a possibility of a grant, but I couldn't take the chance. This is a, only has like a, I have to make a decision on this very quick because it goes away in 60 days, this special. So we are still looking at a grant to do it, but I did want to ask for it because I wanted to go ahead and get started on it and not lose this opportunity. And it's basically about preserving the marriage records, you know, from late 1800s to the early 1900s.
Any questions? All right. Thank you, Ms. Darter. I think, excuse me, I want to, and maybe Mr. Higgins, on Section 6 on the 911 fund, do you have any information regarding that transfer appropriation? I figured it has to do with the operations center. Okay. $82,000 transferred within the 911 fund from other professional services to mostly machinery and equipment, parts and repairs, maintenance and service contracts.
Yes. Basically what that was it's just moving around within the part. We could not spend the money in the fund that it was in for services, and we just had to get it into the right account. So it's not asking for any additional money.
Yep.
It's moving it into the right account so we can pay the bill.
Fantastic. Anyone have any questions on that? And then I think I'll, since you're in front of us, I may ask the last question on Section 14. Is just an overtime request for OEM out of County General Fund. So
yes.
I assume they have spent all their overtime.
Yes, they've utilized more overtime than we anticipated. So we moved some money to cover that.
Okay. Was that any specific reason, flooding or some big event or anything like that?
Not in particular. When I talked to Chief Hillman about that, I mean, they respond to all hazmat potential. There's been a lot of hazmat calls.
Okay.
You know, obviously, if there's any spills on any of the county roadways or the interstate, they have to show up for those 24 hours a day. And there's been a lot of those lately.
Okay, perfect.
Can I just clarify that for a second? First of all, this is not OEM, and it didn't have any overtime in that department when y'all appropriated to this new fund.
Yeah.
So it really didn't
okay.
have any appropriated at the time.
Okay.
We just needed to fill that in.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Do y'all have any more questions, members? Good. All in favor of passing 25-22 onto the full court, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Do we have a motion on 25-23?
Make a motion to put proposed ordinance 25-23 on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right. We've got a motion and a second, and I might have our chief deputy, Mr. Woolley, come and speak to this ordinance.
Good afternoon. A few weeks ago, I started working with Mount Vernon NOLA School District in reference to an SRO, kind of the same program we have with Greenbrier School District. Mr. Watson, he wanted to be here tonight, but he had another appointment that he had to attend to. Well, basically, it's the same as what we did with Greenbrier School District. The Mount Vernon NOLA School Board met. They approved the MOU and approved to pay the salary plus benefits for a full-time deputy to serve at Mount Vernon NOLA School District. And I believe probably what was presented to y'all will be a prorate for this year, then we'll start over for next year.
Mr. Willie, how many of you mentioned Greenbrier. Do any of our other schools in the county have this agreement with us?
With us, just Greenbrier and now Mount Vernon. Yes, sir.
Okay. So, like, we don't have, like, are those the, so with this one with Mount Vernon and with one with Greenbrier, so we're saying we have two SROs with, do we have any SROs in addition to that we fund?
So we have two SROs funded by Greenbrier School District.
Okay.
At their Spring Hill Elementary and our Wooster Elementary. Well, now we'll have a funded SRO by Mount Vernon at either their elementary or their high school campus, and then the sheriff's office provides an SRO as well. So we have one.
Okay.
And so we'll have a total of four when
okay.
it's all said and done, but one's funded by the county.
Where does that one funded by the county, do they specifically go to one school, or what's their thing?
As of right now, they are assigned to Mount Vernon Hill as well. Mount Vernon's a two campus district separated by 10 or 15 minutes. Our only, I believe, Mayflower Police Department handles Mayflower School. Bologna has a primary that's out in the county. We've kind of worked on that before.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Guy. We do try to help Guy out as much as we can, but Guy has a police department just a couple miles down the road, so they're in a little bit
okay.
better shape than...
So, like, Mount Vernon does not have
Mount Vernon
Police
there.
Department?
That's
yeah.
correct, yes, sir.
And there is no Holland School? There is no Twin Grove
that's
School?
Okay. Yes, sir.
All right.
Good question.
Committee members, any questions? Thank you, Chief, for bringing this forward. Let's see. All in favor of passing 25-23 onto the full court, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Is there any more business to come before the Budget and Finance Committee? All right. I will call this meeting adjourned. Thank you all.